9. Dejay looked up, tears in her eyes. "I..." she began. "Wait," the avatar said. They all looked at it. Alva gave the creature what seemed to her like an extraordinarily long time to say something more. "What?" she said, exasperated. The avatar looked radiant. "I think we may be all right after all," it said, smiling. There was silence for a moment. Then Alva collapsed back dramatically in her seat, arms dangling towards the floor, legs splayed out under the table, gaze directed upwards at the translucent dome. "Fucking hell!" she shouted. She tried accessing the jaundiced outlook sensors, and eventually found a view of hyperspace ahead of the sleeper service, more or less back to normal indeed. She shook her head. "Fucking hell," she muttered. Dejail began to weep. Gunnar Hofoen sat forward watching her, one hand to his mouth, pinching his lower lip. The blackbird Gravius, which had been peeking round the corner of the door and shivering with fear for the last few minutes, suddenly bounced beating into the air in a dark confusion of furious movement and started wheeling round the room, screaming, "We're alive! We're going to live! It's going to be all right! Yee-haw! Oh, life! Life! Sweet life!" Neither Dejail nor Gunnar Hofoen seemed to notice it. Alva glanced from one to the other, then leapt up and tried to grab the fluttering bird. It yelped.
"Oi! What? Out, you idiot!"
Alva hissed, lunging at it again as it swooped for the door. She followed it, turning briefly to mutter, "Excuse me," to the others. She closed the door.